Quantitative studies. Analysis of variance, ANOVA.
The last question asks, if there is any significant difference of income between different educations. This question has a dependent continuous and an independent categorical variable, which has more than two subgroups. And any time we want to determine the mean differences between three or more independent groups, you can use a one-way analysis of variance or ANOVA. The first two assumptions for ANOVA are the same as independent t-test, no outliers, and approximately normally distributions. The next assumption is homogeneity of variances, which means the variance is equal in each group. By running the test in SPSS, beside useful descriptive statistics and evaluation of homogeneity of variance by Levine's test, we reach to a p-value. A significant p-value tells us that there is a significant difference between subgroups, but doesn't tell us between which groups. Therefore, we need to look at a post hoc test, such as Tukey, to find out between which groups we have a significant difference. If we cannot reach the assumptions, the nonparametric alternative is Kruskal-Wallis H-test. With Kruskal-Wallis test, when the distributions are similar, we compare the medians of our continuous dependent variable. But if shapes of distributions are not similar, we should report the significant distribution difference, rather than median differences.